Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning, friends. Good morning to all of our members, visitors, friends, distance relations. Welcome to you all. Welcome. It is good to be here together, and together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. I will endeavor to make this the last Sunday and point this out, but our bulletins have changed. If you are a regular attender, so pay attention to changes. And most of those apply to our effort to reuse and reduce and recycle our bulletins. And that center part of the bulletin is always the same now, with the information on either the front or the back page being things that change during any particular day. We are recycling our bulletin, so you are more than happy and invited to take a bulletin home if you so choose, but at the end of the service, just leave the bulletin on the table. And let us, friends, worship together. Oh, check your bulletin. If your bulletin does not flow properly, raise your hand and you'll get to one that does. Okay, we got one. I'm reminded that there's an old tradition in the Amish church that when they quilt or they sew, they intentionally put it on the stake. Right? Because only God is. This was our, I'm not going to lie, I think this is intentional, but. Well, friends, let us begin with the words printed in the bulletin. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And I invite all those who can stand to stand now for our opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you.
Oh,
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. May Almighty God strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
You may be seated.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength, the God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your only Son was taken into the heavens, and in your presence, intercede for us.
Receive us and our prayers for all the world, and in the end, bring everything into your glory, through Jesus Christ, our Sovereign and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And at this point, we invite our children forward for a children's sermon, and it sounds like they're all different plans today, so welcome all my children. Yeah. Well, I wanted to point out to our children that today is a special Sunday for us. It's a Sunday of Ascension. And we know 40 days Jesus came and lived after the resurrection with his disciples for 40 days, and then he ascended into heaven. And 40 days never falls on a Sunday, but we're going to celebrate it on Sunday anyways. I'm reminded in Germany that it used to be a holiday on a Thursday. So the liturgical place will not come for us because we're celebrating it today, but nonetheless, there's an old Lutheran tradition, and maybe in other denominations as well, I don't know. But on Ascension Day, they would blow out the Christ candle. Now, we have one candle dedicated to the presence of Christ. You all are familiar with this. I talk about it sometimes. The special candle. And we only light it basically on Easter, when there's a baptism, and at funerals. So when we need that special light to remind us that Christ is present, we have this candle. And we cheat every once in a while and we light it at other times too. But mainly, Easter, baptism, and at funerals. But when I blow this candle out, our story has Jesus ascending into heaven. I want you to watch the smoke. See how high you can follow the smoke until it disappears. Are we all ready? Just watch it as it lifts. It's still going. But something very interesting is going on. One is that this journey of this candle doesn't end when we just blow it out. It's still going up. And it's still warm. You still burn yourself on this candle. So not only is the smoke going up, but it's now in this whole space, but the warmth is radiating out still. And when we need that tangible presence, a reminder that Christ is with us, we will just simply relight this candle. And this is, I think, what Ascension is all about. That Christ's journey to be with us continues, doesn't end. Christ is now with us in a different way, always with us. So let us pray together. I hadn't thought about this. Whoops, I'll figure it out. On the count of three, hold out your hand. On the count of three, we're going to clap. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for being with us.
Amen.
first reading is from Acts, the first chapter. Hear now the word. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach, till the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We will sing the psalm today. It's found in a new place in our new bulletin on the inside of the back cover, and if it were numbered, it would be page 14. I'll sing the light print, ask you as a congregation to join and sing in the dark print, and this will be Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a joyful sound.
For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great King over all the earth.
Who subdues the peoples under us, and the nations under our feet.
Who chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom God loves.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the ram's horn. King of all the earth, sing praises with a song.
God reigns over the nations. God is enthroned on high.
The nobles of the peoples have gathered as the people of the God of Abraham. The rulers of the earth belong to God, who is highly exalted.
Our second reading is from Ephesians, from a letter to the Ephesians. Now, hear now the word. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may perceive what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continuing in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I know sometimes people can think I'm a little geeky when it comes to liturgical things. No. But I do have a basic contention that you can tell what a community actually believes with how they actually worship. Far more than you can from books. And so, it's hit and miss sometimes in Lutheran churches whether or not you'll have an Ascension Sunday, because liturgically this is something like the seventh Sunday of Easter. And I think Ascension gets, well, disregarded. We don't really know what to do with it, so naturally we don't incorporate it into our worshiping center liturgically. And I think some of that comes from, well, what is going on in this text? Jesus goes up to heaven, then what? And it might not help that we have in our Apostles' Creed that line that says he's seated at the right hand of God. And so quickly our literal minds might go to that scene in this throne room. There's a ball of light, as I always talk about the presence of God being light, and then there's the side of Jesus, and he's just sitting there for 2,000 years. You go, man, that's a long time to be sitting. Good to have a day off every once in a while, but, you know, 2,000 years, what's he doing? I imagine he's twiddling his thumbs. Maybe because he's part human now, he's that mischievous sleight of hand is coming in. He's trying to talk the Holy Spirit into a game of Uno. Both are distrustful because is that green card going to get turned, the green three card, is Jesus going to turn the green three card into the draw four card? And then such imagery is patently absurd, right? It's one of those things where we have to understand that things like the Apostles' Creed literally are not meant to be taken literally. Their meaning literally is far beyond the literal. And I think most of Scriptures is about that. So with a few short moments that I have up here, I'm going to try and highlight two things. What I think ascension means for us individually, but mostly about us as a community. So, 2 points. First, I'll point out that Jesus goes up, not down. And up, of course, is its own symbol. And I know there's people who always scratch their head when I say up is a symbol. But just think of how you use that in every day of your life as a symbol. There's always the higher education. Why is a university a higher education? It isn't because it is elevated from an elementary school. If you get promoted, you say you're going up the corporate ladder. You're a video game guy, you level up. And we could go on and on and on how many times in your day you will use up as a symbol for some kind of achievement. We aim up, we go up, we raise up, we elevate something. Up is a symbol of an ascension. And sometimes we talk about the spiritual life as an ascension up into the body of Christ. And that is good to use that image. But let us also remember that the spiritual life always comes with a paradox. And the paradox of ascending up is also the incarnation. That in order to ascend, we must descend. Christ comes to live among us, to be with us, and to ascend to the body of Christ means that we are present for the world. But God, or Christ, goes up, he doesn't come down. That's my first point. And my second point is to point out that this story of ascension is a story of transformation. It's a story that says the journey continues. In Paul, in the 15th chapter of Corinthians, says Christ must reign until he has put every enemy underneath his feet, and the last enemy to be destroyed. Big word there. It's until. It means it hasn't happened yet. And I don't think that's a big surprise for anyone in this room that sin and death are still present. But it speaks that the process of salvation, the process of redemption, the process of reconciliation is ongoing. The work of Christ is active. He's not sitting idly in some imaginary throne room in some sky somewhere in a galaxy far, far away, but present in the world, now, actively working to redeem and reconcile all things. And what does that mean for us, friends? Well, if God is working right now, maybe we should be working too. Because we are God's hands, we are God's feet, we are God's eyes in this world. And if Christ is working now to reconcile all things, maybe our mission is to be working with love to reconcile all things around us as well. And it's a transformation, right? What direction does it go? It's up, not down, friends. Which, we'll be talking a lot about this in the unfolding months, but as you know, we had our council retreat this last week. It was a blessed time of dreams and visions and reflections. And you know, this church is not the same church it was 3.5 years ago when I first came here. For you, for those who've been here longer, you'll know that it's not the same church it was 60 years ago. And you know what? 60 years ago, 3.5 years ago, 20 years ago, 10, wherever it is, have you been attending? Those were not bad times. They were good times. No one's saying that those times we're doing it wrong. I believe this community has always been drawn by the Spirit and trying to do what the Spirit is calling them to do. But now is the question of what are we transforming into? Because we go up, we don't go back. That'll be the discussion we'll be having for a while now, and you will all be included into that, but what I heard the most from everyone in that retreat was that we want to be a community that gives real solutions to real problems, real answers to real questions, that solves real needs. And friends, this is our mission as the church. This is what Christ is doing right now, and we are invited to participate in the process of becoming the body of Christ by being the body of Christ for the world. And for me, this is why ascension is important for us to grasp. And so, friends, as always, we are invited to this table where the body and blood of Christ is present, poured out for us, because all of our places are at this table eating together. We become the body of Christ by partaking the body of Christ for the world, which is the body of Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all creation. Gracious God, your Son Jesus ascended to fill all time and space and is present with all people. By your Holy Spirit, lead your church and its leaders in faith, hope, and love, and in sharing the presence of Christ. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Majestic God, your Son Jesus entrusts his ministry to his followers to care for all you have created. Instill in us a commitment to sustainable ecological practices. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Almighty God, your Son Jesus sits at your right hand and rules the cosmos. Inspire national and local politicians to lead with equity and fairness. Raise up advocates and activists for those seeking justice, and cultivate peace throughout the world. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Merciful God, your Son Jesus carries with him the scars of suffering as our wounded healer. Guide with your wisdom the work of surgeons, pharmacists, midwives, and all medical specialists, and bring your healing touch to all who are sick, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Mike, Paul, Steve, Jerry Ann, Sandy, Barbara, Kenny, Diane, Christy, Veronica, Toby, Nolan, Sue, the family of Verna Forrest. We pray for our Hope Team family, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld, for victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for these people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Caring God, your Son Jesus reveals the depths of your love and gathers all people to himself. Accompany us in our work and play to make your presence known in all that we do. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Life-giving God, by his death and resurrection, your Son Jesus destroyed death forever. With thanksgiving, we remember those who rest from their labors, assured of your promise of everlasting life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Invite you to share the peace of Christ with all those around you.
Thank you.
tonight, invite us all to come back together and please stand for our offering. Accept the fruits of our labor gathered to give you glory. You have set the table before us, a glimpse of that great day when we will hunger and thirst no more. Nourish us with the body and blood of Jesus, that goodness and mercy may follow us and bless the world you love. In the name of Jesus. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. So that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. And the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and the Holy Spirit, to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may before me live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people, and all has a simple definition for us here at Atonement. All means all, which means all, which means all. If you find yourself in this room, you are part of that all, and all are invited forward to receive from you. We have, are now in the practice of having baking homemade gluten-free bread for communion, so that we may all share this one loaf of bread together. We are one body together. In a moment, the ushers will come forward and we ask you to fill in our communion rail from right to left, and you may receive communion either standing or kneeling. Whatever is most appropriate for you and most comfortable, only come with your hands extended, and you will receive the bread in your hand. And then when the wine comes around, reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. You may also, if you so choose, come forward and only receive a blessing, indicate that by crossing your arms, and I will say a prayer for you. But know that you are all in love, for this is Christ's body given for us all. Amen.
Amen.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, through this meal you have made your home among us and are making all things new. Send us now to speak peace to anxious hearts, to love our enemies, and to bring your healing to the nations. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Friends, we pause just momentarily for some announcements, and we just want to highlight we have the words of our week with all the events coming up. And Wednesday is a whole loaded day of activities. So we have prayer service at noon in here, this contemplative, silent prayer service. We have the women's of the ELCA Bible study at 12:45. And we have our olden evening prayer service with simple supper at 6 and 7 for the actual olden prayer. It will be the last olden prayer for the summer. So if you want to get one more in before we all go on holiday and summer break. And let me just suggest that if the weather is good and we get logistics figured out, we will be holding the Holden service outside. So don't we miss it. I think we also need a few people to sign up to bring something to eat at 6. So if you're, we'll figure that out as we go. We're all back in the office. And we're back. So thank you for having us back. And let us prepare our hearts for the blessing. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
God Almighty, who is the beginning and the end, Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead, and the Spirit, our advocate in peace, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Oh,
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.